Hello and welcome to this podcast brought to you by DirectGov. You can access DirectGov on the web, on your mobile or on your television. In this podcast, we'll be speaking to Sue Hale, National Domestic Violence Helpline Manager, which is run in partnership between Women's Aid and Refuge, about how widespread an issue domestic violence is and what to do if you yourself are a victim. Domestic violence can involve any behaviour that is threatening, violent or abusive. It can occur between adults or family members and can affect anybody, regardless of their gender or sexuality. The violence can be psychological, physical, sexual or emotional in nature. If you think you may be experiencing domestic violence, remember 1. You are not alone. Thousands of other people are experiencing domestic violence and many have escaped violence and rebuilt their lives free from violence. 2. You are not to blame. No one can be blamed for another person's behaviour. 3. There is help and support available. You can, if you're a female victim, call the National Domestic Violence Helpline on 0808 2000 247 or visit the helpline website on www.nationaldomesticviolencehelpline.org.uk and receive confidential non-judgmental support. The helpline is open every day of the year, 24 hours a day, even on Christmas Day. Or if you're a male victim, you can call Men's Advice Line on 0808 801 0327 or visit their website on www.mensadviceline.org. And 4, if you're in immediate danger, call 999. We spoke to Sue Hale from the National Domestic Violence Helpline to talk about domestic violence in more detail. Thanks for joining us, Sue. Firstly, can you tell us how many women and children are affected by domestic violence?
Domestic violence is the biggest social issue affecting women in this country today. It's an issue which ruins the lives of many women and children, and in some cases actually takes their lives. 1 in 4 women experience domestic violence at some point in their lives, and up to 2 women are killed by a current or former partner every week. On top of this, another 10 women will commit suicide to escape domestic violence. It's an extremely prevalent issue. Children are also victims, and we know that at least 750,000 children each year witness domestic violence in their own home, and many of these are also being directly abused. Last year, the National Domestic Violence Helpline received over 147,000 calls, and demand for the service is growing year on year as more people find out about and use the service. It's highly likely that each and every one of us knows someone who has experienced or is experiencing domestic violence. We're just not sure and we're just not aware of it yet.
So how would someone actually recognise domestic violence?
Domestic violence is about taking control of another person's life. It's an abuse of power. It's all about power and control. If you think you might be experiencing domestic violence, ask yourself the following questions. And if you think the answer is yes to some of them or all of them, then it's highly likely that you are experiencing domestic violence. Try answering these questions. Is your partner jealous and possessive? Does he cut you off from family and friends? Does he try to isolate you by stopping you seeing them? Is he charming 1 minute and abusive the next, like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Does he control your life? For example, does he control your money? Does he control who you see, what you wear, where you go? Does he monitor your movements, check your text messages, your shopping bills, the amount of miles you do in the car, and check your phone calls? Has he threatened to hurt you or people close to you if you leave him? Has he threatened to hurt your pets if you leave? And of course, does he actually physically hurt you or threaten to hurt you? Domestic violence is not always obvious from the outside. Sometimes, in fact quite often, domestic violence will occur and there will be no physical evidence, no bruising or scratching. For example, sulking, threatening to withhold money, disconnecting the telephone, taking the car or taking the car keys so that it can't be used, lying to friends and family about you, accusing you of seeing other people and preventing you from seeing friends and relatives could all be signs that you're experiencing domestic violence. A perpetrator will use these tactics to slowly take control of their partner's life.
And could you tell us a little bit about some of the wider effects of domestic violence?
Domestic violence is a problem for the whole community, for the whole country. It's never a private issue. The estimated total cost of domestic violence to society in monetary terms is $16 billion per annum. This figure includes an estimated $3.1 billion as the cost to the state and $1.3 billion as the cost to employers. There are also the effects of domestic violence on children, which can be dramatic and lifelong. Victims will try to shield the children from the domestic abuse as much as they possibly can, perhaps hoping that the children will remain unaware of what's happening. However, in the majority of families where there are children and where abuse is being perpetrated, the children are very much aware of it and will often hear it or see it going on. The consequences of this, for them, can be long-lasting. Children can witness domestic violence in a variety of ways. For example, they may be in the same room and they may get caught in the middle of an incident, perhaps in an effort to make the violence stop. They may be in another room but be able to hear the abuse or see their mother's physical injuries following the incident. Or they may be forced to take part in verbally abusing the victim. Children are completely dependent on the adults around them. And if they don't feel safe in their own homes, this can have many negative physical and emotional effects. All children witnessing domestic violence are being emotionally abused, and this is now recognised as significant harm in current child protection legislation. Every child who experiences or witnesses domestic violence will carry that experience with them for the rest of their lives. The effects can be very obvious or they can be very subtle. They can surface immediately or slowly over time. They can also resurface later in life. Domestic abuse affects all family and friends of a victim in some way, even if it is unnoticed. It will also affect her in the workplace, perhaps regularly being contacted by the perpetrator to control her actions or activities during the day, or to check up on her whereabouts, or taking days off sick when the abuse has escalated. In short, all people in contact with the victim will be affected. In terms of human misery and economic output, the knock-on effects to domestic violence are widespread and costly.
And if someone listening is a victim of domestic violence, what are the sorts of things they can do to get help?
If someone listening is a victim of domestic violence, then they've already taken a big step. By understanding that they might be experiencing domestic violence, they will be able to reach out and get the help and support that will enable them to start taking back control of their lives.
And if you're a male victim of domestic abuse, you can either visit www.mensadviceline.org or call their helpline on 0808 801 0327. Sue, could you tell us a little bit about what female victims can do?
I would urge these women to visit the National Domestic Violence Helpline website at www.nationaldomesticviolencehelpline.org.uk, which provides a lot of useful information about the options available, one of which is to call the National Helpline on 0808 2000 247. Again, for further information and support relating to individual women's particular circumstances. However, if anyone is listening who is in physical danger, please do call 999. The police have a duty to investigate.
If there was a victim who wanted to call the helpline but was too frightened to do so, what would you say to them?
The helpline is a confidential service. It's run by fully trained professional female helpline support workers. The purpose of the helpline is to offer non-judgmental support night and day. But our main aim is to empower women with as much information about their situation as we can so that they can make informed decisions about what they can safely do next. We'll work with individual women who call to keep them and their children safe. Also, there's no need for the caller to disclose her information. She can remain anonymous if she wants to. If the victim doesn't feel ready to speak to someone but is able to put their feelings and experience in writing, they can also email the National Helpline at helpline@womensaid.org.uk and we'll support them that way.
Thanks, Sue. And if someone is listening who knows somebody who is a victim of domestic violence, the National Domestic Violence Helpline, Women's Aid, Refuge and Men's Advice Line websites all have a wealth of information for friends and families of people experiencing domestic violence. The Women's Aid website can be accessed on www.womensaid.org.uk and Refuge on www.refuge.org.uk.
The fact is, there is simply no time off for a victim of domestic violence. Not at Christmas, not on your birthday, not on holiday, not when you're feeling ill. The abuse and the mental anguish is relentless, always bubbling away under the surface. What's important to remember is that if you're experiencing domestic violence, remember you're not alone and there is help available.
Thanks for talking to us, Sue, and thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information on domestic violence, visit DirectGov's domestic violence page, which sits within types of crime in the Crime and Justice section on DirectGov.